Joining us from New York is Howard Davidowitz, chairman of Manhattan-based retail consulting firm Davidowitz & Associates. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me, Leanne.
Well, there are a lot of shoppers, it seems, in the stores this weekend. Are they buying much?
They're carrying fewer bags, I think, than retailers would like to see, so I think we'll have a moderate increase.
Carrying fewer bags, which means what? They're in the stores, but they're kind of just looking.
Yes, there's a lot of lookers out there.
What seems to be, like, the hottest item this year?
The hottest item so far is electronics. The digital revolution is here to stay. It's absolutely exploded. You know, gadgets, iPods, DVDs, off the charts, laptops, just the whole digital camera revolution. Anything in electronics are very exciting.
So what stores seem to be doing well? Specialty electronics stores?
Those for sure. In other words, Best Buy, Circuit City, and of course Walmart carries a nice electronics presentation. So that segment of the business is doing very well. Additionally, luxury merchandise. You know, stores like Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Bergdorf Goodman. We've got a lot of wealth in this country. We've got 25% more millionaires this year than we had last year. Capital markets are doing well. The fur business is great. Handbags, thousands of dollars, doing fantastic. So the luxury business, online shopping, gift cards, those are the areas that are on fire.
Online shopping rather than, you know, actually walking to the store,
absolutely.
Driving.
Absolutely. Americans love convenience.
Hmm. What stores aren't meeting their expectations?
I think the weakest segments are going to be the following. Number one, department stores. Stores like May Company, Dillard, Sears. I think the department store business generally will be soft. I think the discounters will be no better than fair. Walmart has had their comp store sales in the last 6 months under 2%. When is the last time you saw that? That's a function of high energy costs. And that family of four with a median family income of $40,000 is squeezed very, very hard. So the masses are squeezed and the classes are doing better than ever. So those stores that, of course, like Walmart, who appeal to the masses, are having a little bit of a difficult time, and they're having moderate increases where the luxury merchandise is flying off the shelves.
When people would go into department stores, say, to buy brand name clothing, are more of these people going online to do that then?
Up to now, clothing has been a small part of online shopping. Obviously, it's been computers, it's been books, it's been DVD, you know, the things you'd expect. However, starting this year, we see a tremendous growth in apparel, jewelry, and even luxury handbags. It's a function of people getting used to online shopping and being more confident in shopping online.
So taking a look at the entire retail world right now, can you project what might happen between now and Christmas?
Yes. We're projecting a moderate increase of 3 to 4%, which will be okay. We think retailers are very smart to be very promotional early, more promotional than last year. I think that was a good move. Watch out for next year. It's going to get real ugly.
Why do you think it's going to get ugly?
The American consumer, as we sit, has the highest debt in the history of our country, has the lowest savings in the history of our country, 1%. Interest rates are going up and are going to go up a lot more because of our trade imbalance and budget deficit and everything else. We're going to have to pay a lot more in our bonds. Watch out, because the consumer just has no money. They've got debt. They've got equity in their home, but they've been using that as a piggy bank, too, with mortgage refinancings and spending that money. It looks very scary going forward, and we're also going to have slower GDP growth next year and slower corporate earnings growth than we had this year. It's going to get scary next year.
But this year's okay.
We're going to squeak by this year. Next year, it's going to get very ugly.
Howard Davidowitz is chairman of the retail consulting firm Davidowitz & Associates. He joined us from New York. Thanks for your time.
Leanne, thanks so much for inviting me.